Manchester University will soon offer students a master's degree in nutrigenomics, the science of nutrition and genetics. I spoke with Teresa Beam, the pharmaceutical department chair, about the origins of this discipline and what makes Manchester's program unique.
The program that we're proposing is unique because, well, there are many nutrition programs throughout the United States and elsewhere. But as far as we know, this would be the first one that would also incorporate into the curriculum nutritional genomics or nutrigenomics, which is it's a science that studies the relationship between our human genome and nutrition and our health. So it's an emerging science, but we've developed some expertise here at the university because we've been doing pharmacogenomics now for a while, and so it seemed like just a natural expansion into nutrigenomics.
What exactly is pharmacogenomics and that study, and if you could just explain a little bit more?
Basically, pharmacogenomics is the study of how our genes affect our ability to metabolize drugs or to use drugs, or how those drugs can impact our cells. And so pharmacogenomics really gets at what genes maybe play a role in either determining whether a drug is efficacious or whether it might be toxic or even have harmful effects. And then nutrigenomics studies the same thing, but instead of relationship to drugs, nutrigenomics studies the relationship of our genes to how we utilize our foods or metabolize our food.
And that's one of the things they're starting to kind of look at a little bit more beyond just saying you need to exercise more or you need to lose weight. And I think scientists and dietitians and physicians have probably known this for a while, that certain people have genetic predispositions to certain things. How does this advance that understanding now?
Absolutely right. So, I mean, there are so many things that impact our health, and we all know what these things are, you know, exercise and what we eat, our food choices, but also our genes play a role. And in some ways, our genes learn. It's kind of weird to think of it this way, but we're born with a set of genes that we get from both of our parents. And then these genes actually can alter the way they express themselves over time. So the choices that we make, whether they be in exercise or what we eat, can alter the way those genes are expressed. Nutritional genetics or nutrigenomics tries to get at what are some of these things that happen, you know, what are these environmental influences upon our genome, and what does our genome dictate? And what does our genome learn? And that genome learning, I'm using that term loosely, but it's really this field that we call epigenetics. It's what's on top of our genes, what's happening, what is our environment doing to impact what our genes do. So in some ways, we're predisposed to certain diseases or conditions or health states, but in other ways, our environment influences those predispositions. And so the hope is that nutritional genetics or genomics, we can use our understanding of what we inherit and modify those things that we eat or the types of exercises that we perform so that we can maximize health. Whenever you're talking about genes, it's difficult because we do inherit our genes, but they can be modified in a way. There can be mechanisms that go on top of our genes that impact what those genes actually say. If you think of our genes as being the blueprint for what our cells or what our bodies are able to do, you can modify that blueprint by changing your habits or eating healthy. You're predisposed to things, but yet you can modify that in some way. And so there's this whole science that's developing around it, and we're developing the tools that enable us to find these needles in a haystack, you know, which genes are most important in determining maybe how we metabolize carbohydrates or proteins, or are there specific exercises that we can perform that better match our genes than others? In a simplified way, I guess that's kind of what it's about.
That's so incredibly fascinating. It sounds like a puzzle, like you're finding another edge piece to the puzzle of human genetics, human development, human health.
Right. For example, I'm the type of person that can drink coffee all day long. I can even drink coffee well into the evening, and I don't have any difficulty sleeping. And my husband, he can't drink coffee past 8 a.m. in the morning. Well, it turns out caffeine is one of those substances that we ingest frequently that can be metabolized differently depending on which genes you inherit. So some of us are more affected by caffeine than others, and part of that is determined by our genetic makeup.
Would another example of that be like people that can taste cilantro, like the herb, and can't taste cilantro other than tasting like soap?
Well, yeah, there's something to be said for that. In fact, there are certain taste receptor genes mm-hmm. that we possess, and we all have different variants, or some of us possess different variants that enable us to have a taste perception that's different from another.
And the caffeine thing, I'm with your husband. If I even look at a cup of coffee after 3, I'm up. I'm cleaning the house at 11:30 at night.
Right. Right. And there are many people like that, and that's because of the way we process these molecules that we ingest so differently. It's the same way with drugs. When we ingest a drug, for example, some of us will metabolize that drug very quickly, and that makes it its efficacy low. It doesn't work as well. And in some ways, if you think of food as being a drug, it's not that much different. We also metabolize our food differently, and that's because of the genes that we possess, and then also all of these environmental influences that determine what our genes are able to do.
It's so fascinating. Thank you for your willingness to talk with me today.